Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Happy Mojo Monday with my co-host Carrie and our special guest Katie.
Good morning.
Hello?
Happy Mojo Monday.
Good morning.
So today we're going to just talk about gifts and, you know, developing how we basically realize we have them and all the good stuff to go with it. So what you got to say about that, Miss Carrie?
Well, definitely. I mean, as being gifted, I mean, I realized really early on that I had gifts that other people didn't have, and I knew it at this point that I never talked about it to anybody because
no.
I just knew by the reaction. I could tell situations that happened in my life that they didn't see it. Like when I can remember one of my earliest memories was being really little, so little I was sitting in my babysitter's lap and reading a story, and I was really happy. I remember just feeling so amazing, and I just heard this like monstrous voice outside my window, and I looked at her, and she was still reading, like she didn't hear it. So I knew, I was like, wow, okay. And I had had experiences like that happen to me, but usually by myself. That was one of those moments where someone else was with me, and they were just, you know, oblivious to what was there and sounds that I could hear or see. So quite interesting to go through life and not have an outlet to really express that. And interesting now, all my sisters, we share our gifts, and my mother has it too, but we never really talked about it. We had a way of kind of letting it out in different ways in our life, but we never really had an outlet like this where we're going to talk and share. And I think it's so important, and especially, I know we've talked about this, Lori, with children and trying to reach them so that they don't have to carry that, because it is like living in duality. You know, you live like a separate life that's hidden from the world itself, and you carry some baggage. It creates, for me it did. That's really unnecessary because it's really a gift, not something to be afraid of or ashamed of.
No, not at all. Not at all. And a lot of us have it, and a lot of us, you know, a lot of people that I've known for years that have it, but they won't open themselves up to it because of their fears and so worried about what people think, and even my, you know, I carried that burden for a long time as well, just being an empath, just being so highly intuitive and just calling so many things right before they happen. And I mean, it's kept me out of trouble in my younger years. I have to laugh because just growing up, and you realize, because it was something I was born with, and a lot of us are just born with it, just it's there. And but I'm definitely grateful for it. It's a God-given gift. I'm very grateful and that I'm able to share and help people. That's what I do. And even a lot of things at work, I was worked at a place for a long time, and I used to look at me like, how did you know? I'm like, well, I don't know what to say. I just dealt with it. I said, well, this is what I see. This is what it's going to happen. And for a very, very busy company. So I helped them as well. And a couple of them were appreciative of it. And there were those that you deal with that have the ego, like, yeah, okay.
Right.
So
exactly.
You just have to have a sense of humor with it.
Yeah, you definitely do, because it's every person deals with the pain of being a human and ego and things like that. But when you're empathic and intuitive, that is elevated. And it's really important. We could do another show about that, about, you know, just staying grounded and how to keep yourself really grounded into the energy that you don't get caught up in other people's energies and what's going on. And, you know, it's great that we're talking about this today, because I've also been, you're born with that and you do carry that kind of burden. So part of you shuts it off. Like, I'm learning to open it up more and more every day, because for a while I did try to shut it off to be normal, you know, to be like everybody else, like, you know, let me try to shut this off so I can be more like everybody, so I can have some kind of normal life. You know, I did that. You know, looking back, it's funny, but it's similar to these kind of, you know, people that come from a minority. You learn to adapt, but the adaptation can actually take you away from being fully yourself and authentic and really utilizing your gifts. So it's great that we're talking about this, and I think the more that we can really people and the children while they still have the gift, that's my goal in life. I'd love to have a place for the children to come and work with them because I empathize with their situation. You know, I think we're all born, and I think some of us stronger, like we're there to teach. Like I think people like us have this gift to help people learn how to use it. You know, so we were born wide open. We're meant to help people, you know, find a way to utilize what's there. I really think every person can learn to do what we do.
Oh, yeah. Just whether but I have to say, too, when I had met you, I was like, something's different. And I know maybe it's just me. And I was like, okay, I finally find somebody that I could talk to and not feel silly. So,
right.
Pretty.
Yeah, like in that whole place, I was like, you, okay, we're hanging out. You're like me. And it was like, boom.
You mentioned and something in Orlando, a spiritual store. I'm like, what did you just say? Can you repeat yourself, please? And it was pretty funny. I was like, right on. Yeah. And, Beverly, she's awesome. But,
totally.
Anyways. So I'd like to introduce our special guest, because I'm sure that's what everybody's waiting on, my great friend Katie, and she is just so highly gifted, and she's helped me in so many ways the past couple of years. She's an amazing woman. And so, hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Hi.
So would you like to tell us a little bit about you?
How about you ask questions? Because I'm not really so great on talking about myself.
Sure.
Unless I'm asked.
Gotcha. That's fine. All right. Well, when did you discover your gifts?
In my early teens is really when I started noticing a lot of things. Like I was able to pick up on a lot of stuff, and like you said, it kept me out of trouble quite a few times. But actually, I think it started when I was young, because that's when I actually started, like, seeing things. I just didn't quite recognize what it was.
Sure.
Because,
right.
I mean, I was just a kid, you know?
Sure. Yeah. And,
Plus it didn't help that, you know, I got told, you know, because I was a little kid, it's like, oh, they're your imaginary friends or, you know, whatever, which... you know, made sense because everybody had imaginary friends, but it didn't quite make sense as to why my imaginary friends were people, like, that I had no idea who they were.
Yeah. Yeah, it's understandable. That's, I've been there too, but I can tell you that it's scary at the beginning, but we understand now as adults, and it's okay because there's so many of us that have the same thing. There's a lot of people that just don't know how to come out with it.
Right.
A lot of them are alone. They don't really have anybody they can talk to. So
right.
That's why we put this show on, so we can talk about these things, metaphysical, and, you know, we'll also have a show later on of paranormal and kind of stuff I just love. It's very interesting to me. So, but other than that, back to you. You don't need tools. You don't really use tools, but you use cards once in a while. You don't need them, really.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's right. I mean, I sometimes have to still use the cards. I mean, that's pretty much how I developed everything, was using the cards. But now things are just, I can just pick up a lot more without them. But I can pick up, I can kind of... focus more on the cards because when things are coming to me and stuff like that, it's very jumbled. And it's
right.
Just, you know, to focus my thoughts and to see clearly everything and stuff, I focus on the cards when I need them, because sometimes it just, everything just comes in, and it's like trying to watch several movies at the same time.
Right.
So.
That makes sense. It's a good way of putting
it. It's amazing, though, because I met you actually from a client of mine. And you were never a client of mine, but we just clicked very, very well. And, I mean, you helped me, and it's just so funny because you live, what, 3,000 miles away?
Yeah.
And although I've never met you in person, you're in up north. You're pretty close to New York, actually. So
yeah.
You're from New York, too, aren't you? You're from New York?
No, I only lived in New York for a short time with my cousin.
Okay.
I'm actually from Pennsylvania.
Okay, I gotcha.
Where do you live now, Katie?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So,
not too far.
So.
I'm still in coal country.
Yeah, you're still far enough, but not too far.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, you've done some reads on me, and you were spot on with everything, and just, but the amazing thing was when it came to Grandma. God rest her soul. Yeah. Won't get into too many details, but you picked up something that, I mean, I think one other person in the last, I think, 10 years has picked up, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back with me on your gifts. I was like, wow, I just never had a doubt anyways, but that's what I knew. You were very, very highly strong, very strong in all your gifts, and... But anyways, we have a lot of callers in queue, so we'll be taking calls here in a minute. Do you have any questions for Katie?
Yeah, hey, Lori and Katie, I was just thinking, this prompts a question that I was dealing with because I went to a class on reading, and we were, you know, channeling with each other and working with newer people. And this came up, and I almost asked the question before we broke off into pairs, and then my friend dealt with it. So it's almost like that intuitiveness of, I didn't have to deal with it, but a friend of mine did, and it was interesting. Do you feel that when you're dealing with someone who's open, it's so much easier to read? You know, those channels come through. But when you're dealing with someone that's kind of holding back and blocked personally, it's that much more challenging.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I absolutely agree.
No, I do too. I mean, if somebody's...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when someone's blocking or very negative, they're trying to hold things in so much, and you can't get a read because they're kind of pushing back. So
almost like when you're trying to put two bags together, right? Like that opposing, like that opposing energy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What's your experience with that, Lori?
Well, my experience... Pretty much. I mean, I pick up information pretty quickly, just feeling the energy. It comes in pretty strong, but I can tell that somebody's holding something back because I'm very highly voice sensitive, and that's how I pick up from the voice vibration of the person. So I can tell right off the bat if they're holding something in or they're very nervous, or
mm-hmm.
and I'll let them know. And it's how... It's not what the message is so much as it's how it's delivered to comfort that person and let them know it's okay, or if they're just being bitter. And because I do this for a living too, I'm dealing with clients. It's not a personal friendship, so I have to let them know because I don't want to waste their time and their money. If I can't get a clear read, I'll have to let them know that. But that's how I deal with it. You know what I mean?
Right. And I was also thinking, is that where, like for me, that's when cards and things like that come in handy because I can utilize my guides or, you know, my energy. And even just the fact that you can almost approach it in a way that's not confrontational, but to say, I can't read you because I feel like you're holding back. You know, and I think that that's important to be able to say to people because, you know, it was funny when I found my friend after when we talked about her reading for this person and how she really hit on a whole bunch of stuff, and I could tell. It's funny, when someone is talking to me about somebody, I can read in still. You know, if they had that channel open, I can tap back in and go, oh, yeah, you know, that was coming through. You know, because I really feel like regardless whether or not you really got too many of their guides or not, there was that energy. You know, once you embrace someone's energy field, there's a lot of information just in that, you know. Psychic energy and information that's coming through. So it's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I think cards and things like that work really well in those circumstances because you don't, like you said, when they're shut down, because it's like a TV. You don't sit in front of the TV thinking if the TV doesn't turn on, you're not going to watch a show. If you turn the TV on, it's not going to come through, you know. So if somebody is sitting there turned off, you know, nothing's coming through. You know, so you can pick up a lot from them and your guys. But, you know, if they want someone coming through or some information, they got to turn themselves on to let that come through. So it's interesting to kind of think of it in that regard. But what's funny is I've met a lot of psychic people and mediums that come to do readings, and it's funny how they're kind of shut down. Like, they still have that heart chakra stuff shut down where they're not open and participating. So it's funny how people can be very highly gifted, but kind of still shut down emotionally and still have those blocks of ego and things they're still working through. I think sometimes those are the harder people to work with. Almost like they say in the healthcare field, it's hard to take care of someone who is already a nurse or a doctor because they know everything already. It's funny when you do readings for other psychics, if you're shut down, you're not really opening up that channel for someone else, you know? It's interesting.
Yeah. No, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it takes you to so many different ways depending on how you do it, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear you do your stuff here.
Well, I'm here. I don't know.
Is Laura still here? Did we got you, Lori? Maybe we lost her for a second.
Area code 951, you are on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Rosario, and I'm from California.
Hi. Welcome. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I did have a question regarding, I don't know, I've always felt like I've needed, I don't know, I feel like I don't do very well by myself, so I went through a pretty tough divorce, so I was wondering if you see anything in my love life this year.
Take this one, Katie?
Yeah. Are you holding back on trying to go, like, out? Are you attempting to go out and meet, like, new people and stuff?
Can anybody hear me?
Are you kind of holding back?
It's Katie. I'm Lori. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Okay,
hello?
It looks like I had lost everybody. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties. I apologize. To answer your question, I just lost everybody. I don't know what happened. I apologize. Let me try to pull them up, and
okay. We'll
get back on the air here. I apologize. But to answer your question, I pick up that there is somebody coming in. I do pick up somebody new coming in your life. That I do see. Okay.
Okay.
And I do pick up, yeah, and it's coming in the summer. But let me find my co-host here. This is the second show that we've done, and I don't know what's going on with this. So once again, I apologize. Hello, Katie.
Hi. Hello, I'm here.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You with us, Carrie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I don't know what happened. So I just had to do a reboot, a system.
We bounced back. Is the caller still here?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your name here?
I apologize.
Rosario.
I was also getting a message, too. Have you been having some reorganizing in your life?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of deep kind of reorganizing.
Yeah, like a lot of transitions. I was getting a message that's coming through that's really important is keeping that really grounded for yourself and being as flexible as you can with what's happening, but staying strong in who you are, because this person that's coming in, you want to have your personal life and your professional life and everything really balanced so that way it doesn't interfere with that connection that's coming through. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Will I be meeting through my school?
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, it's important to have every part of our life, you know, we're there and we're present and we're able to create a space for it. If we're wanting that space to be there, we need to give that space. So if you want a romantic space to come into your life, make sure you're going to create a space that you can enjoy and be present in it with that person. If that makes sense. You know, be good at drawing good boundaries in your life, or you can give yourself that time. Because if we carry the things we're doing in our life over into each thing, it's burdensome, you know, and we don't really allow ourselves to have those relationships that we think we want to have. We can trouble them and stop those relationships from happening by not having, you know, good boundaries in our own life and balance. That's making sense to you. So it's important that if that's something we want and it's, and the opportunity comes, it's really easy for ourselves not to let that space occur by our own choices and balancing and, you know, and being realistic with what we can do and what we can't do. And it's okay to not, you know, it's okay to give yourself that time to have. You know, we don't have to be, Lori knows about this, and the, you know, she knows I know about this, you know, doing too much and taking on too much and give yourself time. You know, give yourself time. You know, if you want a relationship and have that, you know, give yourself time to just be in that when you're there. Don't wear all those hats at one time.
Okay. Do you see it this year, or?
Yeah, I feel it. I feel Lori really hit it. You said summer, right, Lori?
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting July, August time frame.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I mean, because school will be picking back up, and you're going to have to make sure if that's what you want, you know, giving yourself those timeouts when it comes up. Katie, what's your vibe?
I'm getting end of July, and basically the whole thing is, too, I mean, don't rush into anything. Like, take it easy, you know, like, kind of like shop around, you know. I mean, like, don't, like, okay, if you meet somebody and they're, you know, obviously flirting or whatever, I mean, don't just jump on the first person that comes along. Because that's not what you need right now. I mean, you need to find someone that you really connect with and will understand everything that you're going through and isn't going to be like, okay, this is how it is, this is what we're doing. It's like, no, you have to find somebody for you that's going to let you be you and allows you to open up. And you're going to find them about the end of July. Things are going to start picking up a bit more. I'm getting the end of the month, but that's why I'm saying shop around. You're going to meet somebody about the end of July that you're really going to connect with.
Oh, okay.
So.
And so, I mean, I shouldn't rush into anything, maybe just a friendship, and then just let it, like, evolve?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
okay.
that's an excellent way to think of it.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate what you were talking about. tapping into intuition. I've had a few, I had something happen about 2 months ago where I actually heard, I heard something while I was at a library in a very, like, quiet room. And I didn't understand why I heard my sister and her husband speaking. And I clearly heard them having a conversation. And my phone was ringing, but it was my other sister calling, and it kind of freaked me out because that's never happened to me.
Everything
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't know why that happened. And a few other instances has happened to me as well. I've drawn dates. And then things happen on those dates.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, I... Mm-hmm. And should I just, you know... Is it a gift, or is it just, you know, it'll just...
It's definitely a gift. It's what we were talking about when we started the show today. And that's what it was really coming through, and I'm glad you shared some more. You need to create time for yourself, too, you know, and giving yourself time. Because when we're alone with ourselves, it's when these things develop. Because when we're around other people influence the messages that are coming through and the energy that's coming through. And especially, you know, it's very insightful that you just got out of a relationship and you're clearing space in your life. You know, it's a transition for you. It's a time for you to really say, okay, what do I want? Who am I? And really getting familiar with your own energy and making friends with yourself. And when we're so busy and we're doing so many things, we don't have time to utilize these gifts and learn. So if you create a space, you know, little times for yourself to really go back and stay with these moments and find new ones that are happening and connecting with it, you're really going to be surprised at what's coming through. You pick up on that, Katie? You feel that, like, you're really at a shift in your life right now? But
yeah,
we try too hard sometimes. Like, we try to be so good at everything. You know, we try to do, and that really gets in the way, you know. We're best when we are. You know, we're best when we're allowing. So when Katie was talking about the relationship and letting it come through, and that's the thing. Like, don't try to make it everything at one time. You know, whatever you're doing, try to just be there. You know, try to experience what's happening in that moment as it is. And it's a hard practice. I mean, we're all learning to do that. But especially people that are gifted. You know, when I was talking earlier about being grounded and learning to ground yourself and be in that moment, because that's when all the information is there and the energy is there. It's right in our moment, like right now.
That's interesting that you're saying that, because at one time a few years back, I was at a low point, and I said, I need a sign. I need a sign that my spirit guides are helping me out. And I got it. It was just like amazing, and it was kind of scary. I always remember that, and then I think, you know, I definitely know that I haven't allowed a lot of the guidance. I think if we're more open, like you said, we're okay with being just us. I think that's what I need right now.
Right, and we've all experienced, like Katie and Lori, you know, we've all had that moment, you know, that moment. And then at first it scares you because you're not used to it. You're like, whoa, this is really real. And then... But then you see that that's what you have to create for yourself.
Yeah. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was an interesting, that was good. Good first one. I'm just getting warmed up here myself. So we have another caller I'm going to take right now, area code 847. Hello?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. I'm from Illinois.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Be of help.
Let's see. I've been doing a lot of clearing and healing and processing. I come from an extremely toxic family, and I'm hoping just everything gets better, you know, overall better for me. Do you see anything?
You like to take floor in this, Katie?
What was that?
I was making sure my callers are still on. We had problems earlier with the switchboard.
Okay.
You with us, Katie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Does your family pretty much expect you to make everything good for them? Like, they come to you like, I'm trying to think of how to put this. They want everything happy, and they'll go about it any way that they can?
Right, yes. They want me to take responsibility for everything.
Right.
And they'll do anything to like, make sure it's my fault, or I'm to blame, or I'm supposed to take responsibility, and I'm the youngest.
Okay, yeah, because they don't want to admit their own faults.
Yes,
is what it is.
Exactly.
And you're basically the scapegoat.
Yes.
They really have to learn to take care of their own things, because you have enough to deal with on your own.
Yes.
And you have to be able to basically say to them, I mean, not in a negative way or anything, just be like, you know, I have things that I have to deal with on my plate, and it's not that I don't love you, I don't care about you, but I have to take care of things, and you have to figure this out yourself.
Yeah, but that doesn't work with them. They're not going to change.
Right. I'm getting that one will. It's just they're just following suit with the rest.
Yes. Well, maybe. It depends. She's looking out for number one, so however it's going to benefit her,
uh-huh.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much what you're needing to do, because you have quite a few things on your plate right now, and you kind of have to take a step back and be like, you know, I can't do this for you right now. I have to handle the things that I have going on.
Yes.
And what line of work are you in?
Right now I'm looking for a job.
Yeah. Yeah, and that has to take precedence.
Right. Absolutely.
Because they're not taking into account the fact that you have to do this for yourself. You need to better your life and find where you're going. And they're basically thinking, oh, you know, she can do this, she can do that. But you really have to pretty much push to the fact of that I have to do this right now.
Yep.
What line of work are you looking into?
I don't know. I'm really good at customer service.
Okay, are you trying to get in with an apartment store or
No, I don't know yet.
Okay, because I'm seeing something with sales.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be actually at a store, if you're working, like, phone lines, like, dealing with customer service that way, but I'm getting something with the department store, and that's going to be coming up within the next couple of months.
Okay.
Possibly, I'm getting more towards around September is when that's going to be coming in. I know that's a few months away, but that's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
But I think you're going, I think I'm getting that, I mean, that's pretty much when you're going to really be starting the job, but you're going to be starting, whether it's training or whatever, a month or so before.
Okay.
So, but yeah, as far as your family goes and stuff like that, like you pretty much have to tell them, I have to do this. Like, I'm sorry, I love you. You know, this is nothing, you know, negative or anything like that. It's just I have to do this, and I can't focus on your life. I have to focus on mine right now because I have to find what I'm doing.
Okay.
And it's going to, it's not going to be so easy because they're not going to take that news very well at all.
No.
No,
they won't.
But basically, you just have to, like, really stay steadfast to that and basically put your foot down and not give them any leeway on that. And I know that's hard, especially with family. But you're going to have to basically be the strong one and be like, you know, I can't.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's not being negative. It's not being selfish or anything like that. You just basically have to say, I can't. I can't do this right now. I have other things going on. And you have to respect that. And if you don't, I'm sorry, you know.
Okay. Thank you. That was good. Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Awesome, Katie.
Awesome, Katie.
No problem. I just got a lot from her. Like, when she started talking, I just got hit with a lot of stuff. So.
Did you guys see the visual of, like, her needing to build her own house, like her energy? You know, like creating her own structure of herself. It's like the vibe I was getting big time.
She's working on it.
Yeah.
She's working on it.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Just sometimes we have to teach people how to treat us and set the boundaries, which is going to be another talk show one. We make so many shows.
Like once a month, we could just have that show.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we're going to go to, we got area code 617. 617, you are on the air.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everybody today?
We're great.
I'm good, thank
you.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. My question, I'm sorry, my name is Lisa. My question is in regards to work. I work part-time, and I work, the environment's very, I just don't like where I'm working. I'm just going to clear. One of them has to do with a male coworker who's actually in charge of the overnight crew, and I work overnight. And I'm not feeling good about him at all. I just don't like him. He's aggressive. He's mean. He's a bully. But I don't put up with him. I don't put up with him. I stand my ground with him. But it seems like the managers seem as if they're afraid of him. And I just want to see if things are going to change with him. I know I'm not to be there for very long. But in the meantime, I'd like to see if things are going to change.
You want to take a break, Katie?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, you're speaking with Lori. And
hi.
Nice to meet you, Lee. So, yeah, what I'm getting, I mean, no, I don't see you there very much longer, but I can tell you this, just stand, you seem like you're standing very affirmative.
Yes.
In your actions in regards to his behaviors, and that's good. Don't change.
Yes.
And you certainly can't change what he's doing, but I do see, I mean, we all have our karmas. Okay, and he's got his coming. There's going to be a lot of humility that I see coming in for him. But I do, I wouldn't worry too much about that because you don't want to give him, and you're not giving him any of your power. So that's what I'm seeing, and that's coming in from spirit right now, that you definitely
just
focus in on what you're doing because you can't change what anybody else is doing. And I try to teach my coworkers too, you can only change what you're doing. And just try to channel that energy and put your, because you're very open, so that's very good. So it's pretty cut and dry on the read here as far as, you know, you already made goals for yourself and you're following through, and just, you know, that you just keep telling yourself every day that you don't have to put up with it much longer.
Yes, absolutely.
And so with it, so with that being said, I mean, there's going to be a lot of changes. The managers, you're definitely right on that. There's a lot of fears. He's very intimidating, but I can tell you this, his bark's a lot worse than his bite is.
Okay.
To
laugh.
I had to throw that out there.
I mean to laugh at that. But it's true.
You have to have a sense of humor with it.
It's very true. Because I
deal
see
with it.
He's transparent to me. It's like, you're right. He's like all bark. But no bite.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of look at him like, yeah, okay, whatever. And go
about
and
a lot
it's
of
like,
it, yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of it comes, I just tapping into him through you. I see a lot of it's coming in from his upbringing.
Yeah.
And just a lot of things in his past because he's a hurt soul. Okay. So he's got to make everybody else around him miserable.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I can just read him.
Yeah,
I can just like read him like a book, and it's like it's almost as if sometimes I feel that he's trying to pull like energy out of me. He's trying to pull something out of me, and I have to cut him off. And I have to treat him like a child. I have to treat him like a child and turn away from him and not have anything to say to him or do with him. And he hates it. He just gets into this funk, gets a little attitude, like a baby. I mean, this guy is like 6-something, and everybody's afraid of him, but it's like, with me, it's like, I'm not that girl.
No.
I'm not that girl.
No.
We can have conversation, and you know, we have our moments where we have conversation, we can get along, but when he starts acting like, you know, he comes to work with this big black mug that you have to hold with two hands. I don't know how he drinks with it. That says in bold white letters, "The Boss." And I laugh at it. To myself, I'm laughing. I'm like, you poor thing. I'm sorry. It's like he has to state that he's the man. But I just kind of like blow it off and just like, okay, you know, to myself, it's like, okay, whatever. I can take you or leave you. It's I'm in my power. I don't.
Sure.
It's
yeah.
sad to me. It's very, it's sad to me. It's just very sad to me, but I don't get wrapped up in his drama. I don't.
No, don't. Yeah, because it'll drain you, and you don't want that. And you're pretty on it, my friend. I have to tell you, you're very intuitive yourself.
Yeah,
sure. You already know that.
Yeah.
So just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you definitely got the light around you. I see a bubble, so you're definitely being protected around this.
Oh, amen to that. That is very true, because this is such a hostile environment. I mean, he's not the only one that I have been up against, and it's like they're so threatened that someone new would come in that have ideas and that is good at what she does. I mean, he's not the only one that I just have, you know, I wouldn't say an issue with, but come up against this resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, no
it's one thing to be competitive, but...
Yes, I'm not competitive. Yeah. This is not something that... Trust me, it's not a position where I would want to be competitive. I'm just coming in, doing my job, getting my 8 hours, getting my paycheck, going home because I'm moving on to something else. So we don't have to be in this struggle of power and control.
Right.
It's not coming from me because I stand in my own
power. Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Lori, can I give her a vision that I got when she was talking?
Absolutely. Sure.
Everyone's seen The Wizard of Oz, right? You know, when Dorothy...
I was just watching it last night.
Mojo, right? Okay. So
that's
the part where Dorothy puts her feet back, right? And the wizard's back there doing all the show and all that. That's what you're doing with this guy. But beware that you can get caught up, you know, because until someone's ready to put the show away, like he has powers because you can't control that many people enough. You know what I mean? But he's not using it the way that we're choosing to use it in a different way. But
exactly.
Everybody has, you know, so he's using it in a different way, but don't get caught up in their drama because you're moving on to other things. You know, you're picking your heels going somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Stay with that energy, you know, stay with that bubble. Keep the lighter on you. If you have stones or you sage your house, you know, do you do those kind of practices for yourself or meditation?
Yes, I do.
But yeah. Keep those things with you because when you go into environments like that, you know, you're going into that energy. So,
yes.
You know, keep that light around you. Keep that energy and know it's a show. Know that it's a show. It's not real.
It
you
is.
Because it's really easy to get caught up. You know, it's really easy to believe.
Oh, absolutely. And there was, in the beginning, I did. In the beginning, absolutely. I mean, I just had a trigger here. Response to things, I mean, really quick, and I'm like, wait a minute, I had to step back from this. I'm like, come on, really? And I would have to step back from it because I felt myself being drawn in it, and I could see myself being a character in this show. And I'm like, this isn't a show for me. I'm going to have to step out of it. And when I made that decision, that was it. That was it. That was when I became clear, very clear. And that's when I could see things very clearly. And again, he, to me, and I mean no disrespect, he's just like a puff of smoke. It's just like he is just blowing smoke. And because he's a big guy, you know, there are those that are intimidated by him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like he needs my approval for some reason.
Right. You see that as a weakness. You see that he's afraid. Like, you see it for what it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's very, I mean, it's very apparent to me. And I'm thinking, you know, if anybody else, especially if the managers could see what I see, it would not be a good thing for him. It just wouldn't be.
The important thing for you to remember is that's going to happen in the time it is. The way you're going to teach them that is by being you and not getting wrapped up in it. Because you are teaching them, all of them, by being something different. You're being an example. And by that, you know.
That, you know, somebody else said the same thing to me.
Yes,
I'm teaching them.
Yes, exactly.
How am I teaching them? How am I teaching them?
Because you're being something different. You're being an example of how to be different, and you're not feeding into it. You know, everyone else is a puppet going along with it, and you're like, no, I see it. I see exactly what it is. This is who I am. This is what I want to do, and you're bringing your light and your energy into that. But getting caught up and letting it even, you know, spend time in your mind when you leave work, leave it there. Like when you leave work,
right. Leave
it there, and you keep that light around you and you go off in your world because it's still renting space.
Right.
You know, it's still there, and that's why until you've mastered that, then that's when you're going to get exactly what you want.
That's
you're going to be in a positive environment. You're going to be exactly where you want to be.
That's true.
But, and so we're still dancing a little. You know, we're still dancing with that energy, even though you're choosing to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Still dancing a little. So just being yourself, knowing that, that's why you're there. When you've mastered that and you're just being that example of that energy, you'll be done with it.
You're right.
You'll be able to do it Because we are teaching people all the time.
Because
if people aren't seeing that energy that we feel inside and that we like to feel come from other people, by still seeing that, you're teaching them another way. You're teaching them another way and not try to rule by fear, you know, rule by power and control, you know, by being something different, but still you're standing up for yourself. That's great.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not standing up where, you know, you have to be aggressive, but it's just standing in my truth. This is what I believe. This is what I feel. This is what I think. This is what it is for me. This is my truth. This is how I see it. And that's it. I don't try to push what I feel and what I know and what I think on anybody. And I stand strong in what I believe. You don't have to believe it. This is my truth.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah. Yeah.
So it's just a practice for you. That's really just a practice because in the beginning it was hooking you. You know, in the beginning in the beginning you were Dorothy, lions, tigers, and bears. You know, you were afraid.
Oh, absolutely.
But okay, and then you've seen your transgression. So you've seen that evolution, and now you can choose, okay, I don't need that anymore.
Absolutely.
You also see a way of dealing with it without becoming that energy as well.
And how I shifted that, it's just that I just became very quiet. I became very quiet. I didn't get mixed up in the chatter and the fighting and the I'm in control and I'm the alpha female. I didn't get mixed. I stepped out of it, and when I stepped out of it, everything shifted. Everything shifted. I came in, focused on what I needed to do. Anyone asked me a question, yes, no, left it at that. There was no attitude, no energy. It was, I'm doing what I need to do. And when I did that, that's when it's almost as if I became invisible to a point where it's like, well, we can't bother her anymore.
Right.
Who can we bother now? Because she's not plugging into it. She's not plugging into it like she did before. But we can keep poking at her. Now that she's not responding, okay. It's changed.
See, the more you stay there and you keep doing these practices, you're not going to need the practice anymore. Something will shift, and you can move into a different environment.
Absolutely.
That makes
Absolutely.
Sense to you?
Well, oh, you can that makes perfect sense.
That, like, okay. Because you stay focused on and the positive energy, you're going to shift into that kind of an environment.
Yes, yes.
You've created that space for yourself.
Yes, yes, excellent. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so very, very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You.
And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Blessings to you.
Bye-bye. All righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
Awesome, Laura.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm on a roll. I love my Mojo Monday. And I hope everybody had a beautiful holiday weekend, by the way. I had a wonderful Easter. Okay, so we're going to take area code. Looks like 216. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Talk to you, how's that? Thank you for taking my phone call this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. How can we help?
Well, I have a question. I am looking for employment, and I was wondering, I guess the basic line is when you see that I'm going to be offered or land a job. I've had 3 interviews in the last, 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a 5 right now. That's coming in very strong. I would say within the next 5 to 7 days, you're going to know something. And I'm getting 2 to choose is what I'm getting.
You're getting what?
You're going to have 2 nice offers. You have a choice, which is nice.
Oh, boy, I'm so stressed. I'm
I
sure
hate to
you
throw
can
that
feel
stone.
It.
Yes, I can.
What did you say?
I said yes, I can feel it. I said, I hate to throw the stone, but you're going to have a choice. So that, but that's a good thing. It's positive. I'm not getting anything negative around it. I don't see you out of work too long.
Oh, God, because starting in May, it was really going to start to be, I'm going to be sweating this next
month.
Yeah,
well.
I'm on my fourth month.
Okay. Well, pretty much just consider this about the end of it. That's
you really,
what
oh,
what are you
God.
Seeing? Yeah, what are you seeing, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that and really feel like it's here already because the fear and the uncertainty is kind of keeping you back from what's right there. You have a potential thing right now.
This has been so hard for me, I'm telling you.
Is that making sense to you?
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
So allow it
so
in.
I'll be off. I'll be in. You think I'll be working by in May?
Yeah, I feel it. But feel your empowerment. Know that you can do it. You know, just let yourself go into it.
Now, I have
the
a question.
Fear,
you know, I go on. You're
go
going
ahead,
to say something?
No, that's okay.
I'm not having problems, but they're so slow. I was getting unemployment. Do you see any problems with that?
I see it shifting and not being, because when you first started talking, I could tell that you were having that financial flow issue. But let it come in, because that's going to resolve itself. And I've been there.
I'm working part-time, okay? Is there a problem with it? I didn't do anything. Do you see any problems with the unemployment?
No. Just keep it clear with yourself. Don't feel like the energy of the fear blocking it, because everything is going to flow right into place. But I see you working more steady than what you've been. I see an opportunity of working more than you are. So you're not even really going to have to worry about that. But the money's going to come when it needs to. Everything's going to fall into place that you need to come. That's what I'm feeling. What are you getting, Laura, from that? Same thing?
Well, I can tell you, you know, basically Carrie's, you know, I agree with Carrie. And Carrie, you know, basically words and thoughts are definitely energy, and we can manifest very easily. We're not careful. We don't realize how strong our energy is. Your energy is very strong. So just, you know, just put the positive thoughts and mojo out there that you know what's coming. You know, mind over matter. I don't know if you've ever heard of The Secret or watched that. It's very, very true.
I have.
Okay. And just try to, you know, change a little bit of the mindset to it. I see it coming anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be out of work that longer, but just try to kind of, believe me, I've been where you're at, and I know. And so just try to make those little changes within yourself, and you're going to feel a lot better about things, and you're going to see. The action's going to be taken, and you're going to see, and everything will come in when it's supposed to. I mean, definitely.
But you don't see any problems with unemployment, do you?
No, I don't. And I try to say things like I allow abundance to flow to me, like things like that.
Okay.
Because I only your worry about it is the only thing I see keeping that from you right now. I don't get any block of that financial flow coming except when I feel your energy. So let that flow. Because you've been carrying a lot of worry. You know, you have a financial worry. So feel like I deserve the flow. You know, flow is a part of me. So feel that energy. Because I feel that.
It's only because, I know. It's just because I've never been late for a bill. And it's just really, really, I know. Everybody knows. I know we all need to pay. You know what I'm saying.
Right. That's a great example that you just said. I've never been late for a bill. So why worry about it now? You know what I mean? Like, don't make something.
Good point.
That doesn't. You know, we can do that through fear, and we've all been there. You know, all of us on the call have been there. So just say to yourself, I allow. You know, I allow. I trust the flow. You know, I trust my abundance. I trust the flow. I allow it to flow through me. And you're good, because I feel good mojo, you know, financially with you. But I feel that worried about it, you know. So the worry is the only thing keeping you from I feel good opportunities are right here. So if you spend less time worrying, you're going to capitalize on those opportunities that are right there now for you. And I feel like you already know those things.
I know.
Yeah.
Katie?
Pretty much getting the same thing. It's like you're basically at the end of your financial worries because everything's going to be changing within, I'd say, longest about a week and a half, and everything will set itself right, and you have to just stop worrying, like Carrie just said with the whole, you know, I've never been late for a bill. Well, just breathe and everything's going to work out.
Right.
Between the 15th and 17th, you should be drawing your first paycheck from a new place.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
okay,
what you
in
choose,
May.
That's what you're going to have that out, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then
okay.
You can call us and be like, yeah.
I know. Thanks for putting up with my stress, you guys. This has been
no worries.
We've been there,
listen,
girl.
Okay. Thank you. Listen, have a great day, okay?
You
too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Mojo.
All right, so we're down to area code 951. You are on the air, 951.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Hello, can you hear me?
Welcome. Hi. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm good, thank you. My name is Natasha.
Nice to meet you, Natasha. And how can we help?
Nice to meet you, ladies. Yes, I just wanted to see if you can tell me what you see coming up for my love life.
Katie?
I'm going to hang on. Yeah. Are you putting yourself out there as in, like using some sort of dating service or something like that?
I am.
Okay. What I'm getting is that you're going to be meeting somebody very soon, somebody you really connect with. Within the next month or so.
Okay.
I'm getting next month being more prominent. Somebody that you have a lot in common with, like you really connect with, like other than, you know, okay, your likes or anything like that. I mean, you're going to connect with them more on a different level than other people. It's just going to be somebody you really click with. Don't rush anything, like let it just move smoothly, like don't be all gung-ho, like, okay, yes, this is what I want and everything, just let it, like, follow its course, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, you know, you want things to move along and get going and everything else, you just have to let it move on its own course, though, and not get rushed. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm getting is you're going to be meeting somebody within the next month.
Okay.
So that could be a month, like an actual month's time, or it could be just in May. It could be the beginning of May or so. But things will be picking up.
Great. Okay.
And I'm seeing it more being something you picked up with using whatever dating service or whatever that you've been using is where, how you're going to meet this person.
Okay.
So.
That's good. Okay. Sounds good. So you think it's a pretty good relationship for the most part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a good match for you.
Okay. Well, good. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't hear that. Did somebody say something?
Oh, I just said many blessings. Have a great day.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now we're taking area code 727. 727, hello, you're on the air. Area code 727. Okay. On to the next caller. We're looking at area code 951. You are on the air. Hello.
Oh, you guys just took my call. I was my pastor. He just read for me.
Gotcha. Okay. Area code 817, you were on the air. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Crystal.
Hello.
Hi, Crystal.
Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning. I was calling to ask a question about a person I'm acquainted with. It seems like this person wants to communicate something to me, but they can't communicate it. I don't know if that was just me, but every time I'm in this person's presence, it's like they want to open up to me, but they cannot. They won't. And I don't know, do you need the person's first name or...
I don't. Katie, do you?
No, I don't.
And
Harry?
So is that true or is it just me?
No, I'm definitely getting that they want to communicate something. They're just very – they don't know how quite to approach it.
Right. That's what I feel. And I'm like, what is it? I think I know what it is, but I don't know if that's what it is, and I don't want to run, just run off with that thought.
Right.
I think they're, can I say what I think it is?
Well, absolutely.
I think their wife is driving them crazy, and their wife is my friend, and I think they want... It seems like when I walk in to the situation, they feel like I'm more grounded, and they want to just scream, but they cannot scream.
Yeah, they're kind of looking for somebody to vent to and possibly help them with the situation, because as in, either give advice or maybe you could talk to their wife or whatever, and because they don't know how to calm the situation down, basically, is what it is.
Right. Right.
And,
because
no, go ahead.
I feel like they were an introvert as a child, and now they're older. They're, clearly see that they made a mistake. Not made a mistake, but can't rectify the situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They didn't feel they made a mistake. They're just trying to figure out how to make the situation better, and they feel that the person feels that you'll be able to give some insight to the situation to help them to rectify it.
Okay. And I'm totally, out of the door because I feel the same way he does about his wife. She's totally overwhelming. Totally. And I'm just not willing to give myself over to that anymore. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, and I feel for him. I just say, well, I'll go into prayer if I know what to pray for. And I believe that's powerful enough, to assist and to help. But as far as me reconnecting, things have come up for us to reconnect as, my couple, my husband and I, with them, and I say, no way. I can't do it because she competes. If you buy a hamburger, she'll buy a Big Mac. It's that type of competitive. You can't just be satisfied and say, I want a hamburger. She's like, I'm getting
right.
A Big Mac. The Big Mac is better, and I beat you, and I got that Big Mac. And it's like, oh, are you crazy or what?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel. I just want to be with people that want to slow down and just smile and enjoy. And
sure.
You have what you have, I have what I have, and we're happy.
Yeah. Well, what she needs to do, she needs to focus on what she has instead of seeing what everybody else has and going, well, that's what I want, that's what I want. I mean, setting goals for yourself is a very good thing, but looking over the fence and seeing the grass is greener and wanting that is a good thing to think, but seeing, like, five people's situations and wanting five people's what they have is not good, and it's overwhelming, and it's overwhelming to her husband, it's overwhelming to everybody around her.
That's what I pick up, even her children. I feel like they just say, that's mom, you know, and people are like a revolving door. Like, it seems like people come in her life, and he has to allow all her friends to come in, they see it, and they leave. That's
because
the way I feel.
They're being overwhelmed by everything, and she's just expecting everyone to take it as she gives it, and that's not what she needs to do. She needs to focus on one thing and not, you know, pretty much overwhelm everybody with, well, I want this, I want this, I want this. It's not all about want. Wanting better is a good thing. Wanting to better oneself is a good thing, but trying to take everybody else's good things and making it your own isn't always a good thing. And that pushes a lot of people away.
Exactly, and that's why I won't reconnect. It's like she's trying to come after, since 2008, she's all of a sudden popping up, you know. And I'm like, I don't want to reconnect with you. You know, but I love her children. You know, she has a beautiful family, but I cannot do it, you know.
Yeah. She needs to figure out, she's not happy with her life the way that it is right now is the problem. And she's trying to make herself happy with other situations. And that's not what she needs to do. She needs to pretty much slow down and try to, like I said, focus on one thing. I mean, like, her husband loves her and everything, and her children love her.
Right.
She needs to slow it down and focus herself on certain goals instead of jumping here, there, and everywhere and trying to pull all the... I mean, she wants good for herself and her family, and I get that, but she needs... The way that she's doing it is very erratic.
Yeah, exactly. If that's what I pick up. Because all of a sudden, after I, you know, reconnected a little bit, I have a dream that her husband's coming to me, and he's saying that in a dream. He goes, well, I was going to divorce her. It's like I'm getting all this information, but I'm not asking for it, but it comes in when I go to sleep at night. You know,
right.
If I walk in someone's house, it's weird, or interact with them, shake their hand, it's like I pick up something.
You do.
You know.
You do. You have gifts yourself.
Okay. That's what I thought. I was weird or something, because I swear I go to bed, I wake up in the morning, I go, oh, my God, he just said he was going to divorce her and he was going to go through it, but he stopped and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God, is this true or is it me just thinking? I don't know if it's me thinking it.
No, it's not you thinking it. He has actually thought it, but he does love his wife, and he doesn't want to leave her. It's just he can't handle the erraticness. He needs a more grounded life instead of, like I said, jumping here, there, and everywhere.
And that's what I think he sees in me, the groundedness, because when he sees me, it's like a light goes off in his face. He goes, Crystal, and I'm like, hey, dude, back up. I don't know you like that, you know. But I think he's a beautiful person at the same time, and I feel so sorry for him, you know. So, okay. So what I'm going to have to do, do you feel like if I intercede, as in prayer, will it help her?
Prayer will help, and actually, like I said, he's wanting to talk to you about it, and he needs somebody to pretty much discuss the situation, because he's kind of at a point where he's going, I don't know what to do. And he needs someone to, I mean, not, He doesn't need you to tell him what to do or to handle the situation. He needs somebody that he can just voice what's going on, and once he gets it out, he can kind of look at it from like a third person standpoint because he's got it out in the air, and he can go, okay, I need to do this.
Okay, because see, that's, I was afraid to talk to him because I would tell him to run. That's the way I would see it for my own marriage. Like, have you know what I've gone through in my marriage, 18 years. I would say my attitude is totally different. I'm more like, run, honey, run, because you need time. You need your own life. You know, your daughters are almost grown. You gave her everything that you could give. Be satisfied with that. Bless it, but you need to have peace, you know, for the second, you know, the other half of your life, you know, becoming a grandfather, or, you know, she's not going to do it. She's not going to, you can't make, I feel like you can't make anyone change. If, you know, if I changed in 1980, thank God. If you change in 1990, thank God. It's like you can't push anybody down your journey. You just need to understand
right.
that, accept it, bless it, but it might make you split and go two different ways. And it's not
right.
a bad thing. It just hurts because you were one, now you're separating. And the pain means the separation, not bad, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel now. So that's my own belief through my own spiritual journey. I would hate to tell him that, and he hasn't journeyed to that. And then once he, you know, separates, he doesn't know where he's at, you know, because he's going by my advice.
Right.
You know, I don't want to, you know, I want him to interpret his own walk. So if I tell him, maybe he, and I just have to tell him and say, hey, you got to come to this conclusion yourself if this is right for you. But this is my opinion through my journey. So.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what he has to figure out. He has to figure out where he wants to go. And he loves his wife very much. And what I'm getting is, going on with her is because she's at a changing point in her life with her children, you know, being grown, stuff like that. She's kind of having a moment where she doesn't know where she's at because she's not in the moment where she's been for the last however many years she's been in it. Like, her children are grown and they're going to be having their own lives, and she's kind of basically freaking out because she doesn't have the responsibilities and stuff that she's had her whole life.
To help her distract? Because she seemed
yeah.
to have been scattered. Even when they were little, she was totally scattered. She was very disruptive. Like, we took a real estate class. I met her there. She was like, didn't know anyone there, and I didn't either, but she was totally taking over the class and inappropriate, you know.
Right, because
impulsive.
She feels she has to be in control of things.
Okay.
And
yeah.
when she doesn't have it, that's when she starts to, you know, she jumps all over the place. When she doesn't have a situation she's in control, and she jumps to the next one.
Okay, that's what it is. Because she's
yeah.
very competitive. She doesn't, if you buy shoes for your children, she said, that's enough. She tells you no more. You can't do that with your own money. She's a little extreme, you know. She's very competitive, so I feel like, I don't know why she's coming back. I didn't know if God just brought her back to my door, why she's trying to get back with me when she's like, you know, she wanted to act like she doesn't want to be, but she's coming back to me, and I
right.
have no idea. I don't know what's going on. I was like, God, what are you bringing these people back to my door for? I don't know what to do. So,
she's coming back because she knows how you are, and she's trying to basically understand how she can get a better grasp on her life is basically why she's trying to come back.
She knows I'm prayerful because I used to pray for her. And,
yeah.
and talk to her, keep her grounded, try to keep her grounded. But she was
yeah.
too chaotic for me. She was playing too many tricks and games, you know, with me. So, okay, well, I really appreciate that because I didn't know what to do with the people, and I knew they were hurting. And I could feel it when I walk in their house. I don't know, I feel weird, but when I walk in their house, it's like I'm hearing truth come to me. All the, it's like voices are talking. I don't want to sound crazy, but
you're not.
It's like
you're not.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting all their the truth of what's going on in their house, and I feel like I felt like maybe God allows me to hear that because I don't judge in a negative way. I judge in a to me in my head. I want to help,
right?
And maybe that's why it's being revealed. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to take
like I said, like I said, you can help the situation by allowing her husband just to talk, like I said, basically to get everything out in the air that he needs to get out so he can look at it from a third-person view and be like, okay, I need to do this. Because basically in the situation that he's in right now, everything's so chaotic, he can't focus to figure out what he needs to do in the situation.
Okay, well, I'll just pray that we get that opportunity to talk, you know, because I don't want to create it. I would rather divine creates it, and then that way I know it is divinely ordered, and I'll know that moment when it happens. So, and then I'll communicate. I just didn't want to, I don't like talking to other people's husbands, you understand?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't like that. I really guard that because I know in the past, men usually get attached to the woman if it's a woman talking to a man, you know, especially when it's emotional and I'm grounded. They tend to want to, they think it's me they're attracted to, but they're attracted to what they're seeking, that peace.
Right.
And so I have to be, it makes it harder on me, you know, for me, because in my relationship, it's not all that either, but I do understand spirit, you know. So I have to be very on guard. You're like, don't let that cross that line.
Well, of course, but I'm not saying that he's going to get attached in that effect to you.
Okay.
He just needs someone to talk to, and he knows that he can talk to you, that you're not going to interpret things the wrong way or anything like that. Like, basically, he's just looking for a friend to talk to.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. Definitely be there because I understand where he's at. I really do.
Okay.
I really appreciate you guys. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was awesome, Katie. Well, it looks like we have time for one more caller. And I think today was a great show. Very blessed to have the both of you on with me. And very grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So right now, we're going to go on the air with area code 972. 972, hello, you're on the air. Hello. Okay. Area code 111, hello. Hello,
there's actually an area code 111. That's awesome.
Okay. Well, doesn't look like we have
pause for station identification.
Yeah, exactly. So that was an awesome kick for the day. I enjoyed talking to everybody and meeting a lot of different people. And thank you once again, Katie. It was wonderful having you on the show today. And as always,
no
you helped me. You've helped me quite a bit. Carrie, you always help me all the time. And just very grateful. And we're going to have so many more shows. We're probably going to do readings, I would say, once a month. Carrie and I talked about it. And we'll talk more about it and have a certain day of the month that we'll do this.
Okay.
That's to let people reach out and then, you know, for us to all get to help and connect and put that energy out there is really awesome for people.
Mm-hmm. And you're always welcome anytime Katie on the show, always.
Thank you.
Yeah, Katie, we love you. Katie, you're awesome.
Love you guys too.
So do you have any words of wisdom? As far as, well, I got you, I may as well just, as far as my job goes, what are you seeing? I'm going to pick your brain.
Nice.
I'm talking about my hospitality job there. It's the girl.
It's the girl you talk to, right?
Any of you. I don't care at this point. No, just my, my my hospitality job. That, I mean, everything is falling into place. I can't complain, really. I don't have too much to complain about. I get pretty much anything I ask for. They were very, you know, very good to me this past weekend. Hooked my daughter up with everything for her party. And
awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just, there's nothing negative. I can't say anything negative.
Hey, Katie, do you get the same vibe that whenever Lori's ready to, she can do it whenever she wants?
Oh, yeah.
That's like,
I could do what I want.
I told you that like a year ago, remember? You really, whenever you're ready, you're going to do it. It's like going to be, and it's going to be there. Like the financial, everything is going to just rock it. But I feel like you're coming into that now. Like it's really starting, you know, and similarly, all three of us, I feel that vibe right now too, knowing that you can, and then you're just going to be ready. You know, it's not even going to be you're not even going to have to think about it. You're just like, okay, today's the day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You have any questions there, Miss Katie?
No.
No.
No. Okay. I'm just trying to clear my head right now.
Fine, understand.
Yeah.
Understand. But I look forward to more of these shows. So what can we look for the next topic on our next show for our listeners that they have to look forward to?
Well, we can try it if we want to. We can kind of talk about how we, what we did to utilize our skills. Like, what did we do? You know, like the different practices that we use. Because that came up a lot. I noticed a lot of the callers already had intuitive gifts. What they were looking at, how to kind of create that space for themselves to really utilize it. And I think that's a huge thing. And being able to say, you know, like just now with Katie, when you're doing a lot of readings, you need a moment of grounding. Like you need a chill time for a minute, you know, too, because we get a lot of that energy coming through and it becomes a lot. And sometimes I don't think people realize when they get overwhelmed, that's what's happening. You know, there's too much energy going through. There's too much emotion, empathic energy coming through, and they don't know how to channel that yet. You know, put themselves and get back to center. You know, so maybe we can share. People call in. Go ahead, Kate.
That's exactly it. I mean, a lot of them did have their own gifts and stuff like that, but they're not listening to themselves. You know, I mean, they already basically knew the answers in themselves, but they just weren't allowing themselves to see it.
Exactly. Yeah, so maybe we can just have a good show sharing you and people calling in on how they do it too, or any questions on, you know, same kind of thing. They can call in asking questions or sharing their experiences where they're kind of.
If anybody would like readings, you know, and I'm not on the show, I also, you can go to LoriC@Keen.com at 800-275-5336.
And just wait to see if her light's on.
Or you can arrange a call. So,
awesome.
I'm hooking my regular website up. But thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. This is a great
for being on the show.
Well, thank you.
And I will be talking to you all very soon.
Okay.
Have a wonderful... Have a wonderful Mojo Monday, everybody.
Yeah. Use your mojo today.
Monday. That's it.
Have a great week, Katie.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.